Hare Krishna. Question: in the Sakshi Gopal pastime, the whole pastime seems to be very mundane. It is about the marriage of a person, and it is about how God is made to serve man in a mundane thing like marriage. So what is the point of having such a pastime in a book of pure devotion like Chaitanya Charitamrita? Answer: marriage is only the is the event around which the pastime is centered. But the essence of the pastime is not marriage. The essence of the pastime is how the Lord reciprocates with his devotees. And the two Brahmana and the pastime are devotees. Both of them are devotees. And if we see, the mood of the pastime is that both the Brahmanas, who are devotees basically, these devotee Brahmanas, they want to honor the word which they have taken, commitment which they have made in the presence of the Lord. So, first of all, they had gone on a devotional pilgrimage. And secondly, it was because the younger Brahmana assisted the older Brahmana so sincerely in by serving him. He desired to reward him something. And that's why he offered him his daughter in marriage, his Kanyadan. So the mood was of Vaishnava pilgrimage. The purpose in which this marriage was instantiated was triggered as a reward for devotional service, as a reward for Vaishnava seva. Thirdly, the marriage arrangement was formalized in front of the deity. Fourthly, even when there was obstacle in the marriage at that time, both the Brahmanas, what was their mood? The elder Brahmana, he was actually a sensitive person, and he on one side wanted to honor his word to the younger Brahmana and honor the promise which he has given in front of the deity. But at the same time, his family members are threatened that we will commit suicide if you go ahead with this marriage. So he did not want them to be hurt also. So his mood was that if he had been too attached to his family members, then he would have said, just forget about the word. But he wanted to take care of his family members, and he also wanted to elevate them to a higher level of faith, which happened when Sakshi Gopal actually came all the way from Vrindavan to Vidyanagar. Now, similarly, the younger Brahmana, was he interested in marrying a girl from a higher Kul Brahmana family? No. If we look at his mood, when he's going to Vrindavan, before that he says that this Brahmana is a very great person, is a great Brahmana, and it is by his piety that I will be able to bring Gopal, because actually he is such a great Brahmana, and Gopal will ensure that his dharma is protected and that his word is, word's truthfulness is maintained. So he is not thinking I am a great devotee. He is actually considered the elder Brahmana is a great devotee, and somehow by cause of family constraints he is not able to live up to his word. And then eventually when he goes in front of Gopal also, he clarifies, it's not that I am desirous of marrying this particular girl, this Brahmana Kanya. Actually, my anxiety is to maintain the honor of the word of a Brahmana. And eventually, the pastime culminates in Gopal not just giving Sakshi so that the marriage takes place, but the point is, Lord gives Sakshi, Lord walks all the way so that the truthfulness of the word that his devotee had given, that is maintained. So, the point is, the Lord's bhakta vakta vatsalya, the Lord's willingness to go to any extent to ensure that his devotee's words is maintained true. So just as in the Mahabharata, Krishna wanted to at one level protect his devotee Arjuna, at the same time he also wanted to ensure that Bhishma's word comes true, that Bhishma had said either I will kill the Panda, kill Arjuna today, or I will cause Krishna to raise weapons. So Krishna raised weapons. He picked up a chariot wheel. So similarly here, the Lord, in order to protect the word of his devotee, he walked all the way from Vrindavan to South India to protect the word of his devotee. And if we want to understand the essence of the pastime, we have to look at the thrust which the author gives when telling the pastime. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, usually in almost all chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita, at the start of the chapter gives a chapter summary, and at the end of the chapter also gives a chapter summary. So if we look at either the end or the beginning, the point is not, oh, in this way the young Brahmana married a Brahmani girl and they lived happily ever after. That is not mentioned anywhere, either at the beginning or at the end. The point is, he says in the beginning and he reiterates in the end, is that just see how wonderful is Gopal, that he walked all the way for such a great distance for so many days, so that he could serve as a witness by which the word of his devotee could be maintained true. So that is the thrust of the pastime. And when we see with this thrust, then actually your marriage is just the occasion around which the transcendental reciprocation between the Lord in the deity form and his devotees who are in Brahmana families in this world is demonstrated. Thank you. Hare Krishna.